And here we are again at another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Bransky, and today we have Lindsay Barrows. Hi. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Lindsay Barrows.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Where are you from?
I'm from Winchton, Massachusetts.
How long did it take you to get here today?
An hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
That makes me appreciate it all that much more.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. So how is everything so far? First year, rookie, things are going hardcore right now.
Yes.
Games.
Very exciting, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, of course it's a lot of work.
Was it
everything you expected it to be or more?
It's more than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be like, oh, yeah, and I go cheerlead. But it's like, oh, I'm cheerleading today and tomorrow, and I have a promo today and a game tonight. And
welcome to the world of the Patriots.
Yes, very busy.
Good, but you love it?
I do. I absolutely love it.
Good. And the girls? Loving the girls?
Couldn't be nicer. They're all so sweet and fun.
Well, today is game day.
I know. I can't believe
today
it.
Today is an extraordinary day around here at Gillette Stadium. Busy beyond.
Very busy. I noticed that walking in.
People coming in, going out, parking beyond belief.
Yes, yes.
But the parking is going to get better.
I can assure
everybody it will be getting better. They're building the whole Patriots Place thing right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to open Christmas tree shops.
I was excited about that.
As was I. Bass Pro Shops, Circuit City. There was one other one that was opening this November. And I believe it's Bed Bath & Beyond. But anyway, so they're reconstructing all the parking because it's literally right here.
Yes.
So on practice nights, you and I can just hobble over to the Christmas tree shop, get some stuff, and
very nice.
Call it
That'll
a day.
Be helpful.
Yeah. But for those of you that are wondering if the parking is going to be mayhem for the entire life of the New England Patriots, rest assured that in 2009, you will have an entire Patriots place to shop at. And in 2008, November, before your Christmas, you can do a little bit of shopping here as well.
Exactly.
And you know what the really cool thing is, not to get off track or anything? But I went to this Bass Pro Shop press conference, and they told us that they're going to have this whole section in the Bass Pro Shop of all kind of hunting/fishing stuff of the Patriots.
That's really cool. I didn't know that.
That's cool for me, because my boyfriend is a hardcore fishing guy.
Right.
I know it sounds lame, but he likes fishing and all that kind of stuff. I want to get him some fishing Patriot stuff.
Yes. Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, I'm sorry. I bored you. Moving right along. So it's game day. What are you guys going to wear tonight?
I don't know.
What are your hopes on?
I'm hoping on the actual uniform.
Halter hot pants.
Right. We haven't got to. Last game we wore the new little throwback outfit.
Oh, which I loved.
Yes, very cute.
Sweaters.
I like those a lot, but I'm really looking forward to
Yeah, you have to wear that to a game. That's the
to
true
get the
meaning.
Whole experience being the real outfit.
Well, you won't get the whole experience just yet because it's still preseason.
I know. That's what all the girls have been telling me. Wait till the real season starts.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it. You're going to love it either way. I mean, it's still on the sidelines, still a blast, but nothing like the actual season. Trust me. But now it's football season. I can't even believe it's football season.
I know. It came fast.
So crazy that summer is over. I went to the beach, I think, like 3 times.
I went like twice.
I'm so
disappointed in myself.
But you had an excuse. You didn't practice on the weekend.
I know. What were you doing?
I'm just horrible. I like sleeping too much. No, I'm just kidding. I just was like, you know, I finally don't have practice on the weekends. I want to relax. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it was everything but go to the beach. I went last weekend. I got a little tan. So since we have no more beach weather and all that stuff, that means school.
I know. School's
here
soon. Some people like this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people are already in. Which doesn't make much sense because Labor Day is this weekend.
Right.
So they have Monday off anyway.
Right.
Whatever. When do you start?
I start September 10th.
Exciting.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait.
First year of college, where are you going?
Yes, I'm going to LaSalle College in Newton.
Fun.
Right.
Do you know your roommate yet?
Yes, I do. I met her at orientation, and we just hit it off really well.
Oh, yeah?
So we requested each other.
Oh, okay. So you guys didn't know each other beforehand.
Right.
But at orientation, you met.
Right. And we're
exactly
alike, so it couldn't be better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome because you guys like each other as of now.
Right.
Not saying that you won't.
As of now, we're good.
Not saying that you won't later. But just that, you know, you're not best friends from high schools where you're going to get on each other's nerves either.
Because
you're still going to have to go through that I want to get to know you phase.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. So we're going to talk about some things that you're not going to want to forget while going into your first year of college. Some things you have to have for high school starting. Some things you might need for elementary school. And what things that everyone will need for a good school year.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. There's not too much, but Lindsay is a pro. Right, yes. Lindsay?
Oh, of course.
If you're going into elementary school.
Crayons.
I love crayons.
I know. Coloring, that was so fun.
I love crayons.
And glue for arts and crafts.
I know.
That was always a good time.
That's like the best part. You also need to get rid of the paper bags. It's really bad for the environment. I know a lot of places do recycle, like for lunch bags.
Right.
But buy an insulated bag. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's fun to pick out a cute lunchbox. Yeah. I loved that.
And it's not necessary lunch bags either, because you can get the bag. I'm going to show you my bag over here. It looks like a pocketbook. Everyone that sees me is like, oh, where'd you get your cute pocketbook? It's black and pink. And I'm like, it's my lunchbox.
Yeah, you have to go to lunch in style.
See? And, you know, it's just better for the environment. And everyone's talking about global warming and recycling. And it's just easier. You bring your stuff in. You take it home.
Right.
Really easy. Other things you would need for elementary school?
Scissors.
Scissors. Obviously, pencils and pens.
Pencils and pens.
Those are kind of things that everybody needs.
Right.
But I would say the number one thing is to get a cool lunch bag.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. And if you're going into high school, get a pair of jeans.
Yes.
The mid-blue jeans. Do you know the ones I'm talking about? Not the blue jeans. Not the light blue jeans.
Right in the middle.
Yes. Those
exactly.
are good for
go
everyday
with everything.
Wear.
Everything.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
can't go wrong with those.
What's going on right now for a style as in, like, shirts and stuff? Is it still, like, the retro thing going on?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I wear whatever. It doesn't matter to me what I wear.
I do, too. I like it. I buy it.
That's me. I really like the ballet flat shoes, though.
I got a pair this year for school.
Did you? No, I hated them when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I will not wear these. They look like I'm going to dance class.
Yep.
I was so against them, but I have two pairs of them now. And they're so comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
And you can wear them in pretty much any weather.
Right.
Hot, cold.
With anything, too.
With anything.
Right.
So get a couple of pairs of those. They're good to also have should you have, like, the career day thing going on, because you can dress them up or dress them down.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You need a locker mirror if you have to touch up.
Yes.
Always good to decorate that locker.
That is a must-have.
I agree. I think I had a lot of pictures of my cat in my locker.
I had pictures of my friends.
Yeah. You need pictures. Personalize your locker.
Yes.
And last but obviously not least, because Lindsay is heading into college, if you are going to your first year. Now, Lindsay, listen up.
Okay, I'm listening.
Listen good.
I need to pay attention.
Yes. You definitely need a dry erase board to put on your front door.
I got one in my pink. I'm so excited.
Pink is your favorite color, correct?
Yes.
So that'll be fun. And it's fun so that when people come by and you're not there, they can write it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be tons of fun.
I'm very excited for that.
Every dorm needs one. You are staying in the dorm, correct?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, that's tons of fun. You need more than one towel, people. Do not think you can last an entire semester on one towel. It's not going to happen. People are going to steal your towels. People are going to use your towels. And then you're not going to use your towels because somebody else used your towel. So have at least two towels.
Okay, I'll have some back.
Do you promise?
I promise.
So if I come to see you, I'm not going to have to worry that someone
no,
does not have a
nice
towel.
Variety.
Perfect. You need some Easy Mac.
Yeah.
You need some ramen.
Okay, I'll be
those are good foods that you can just throw water in, pop it in the microwave if the cafeteria is not open or whatever it is that you guys have. Easy. Are you going to be able to have a car on campus?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're lucky. Not all college freshmen do. So if you have those kind of foods, you don't have to worry about having to drive wherever to get food.
Exactly. I'll have it right there.
Exactly. And because you have to have those, you have to have a bowl.
A bowl. Oh, see, I didn't think of that.
See, you need a good bowl. It's good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make sure you get a good bowl.
Okay.
Which means you need a lot of plasticware so that you're not going to be cleaning, obviously.
Silverware and cups.
And I know I was just stressing about how good things are for the environment, but we don't need dirty dishes all over your room either.
Exactly.
So just get some plasticware.
I don't like to clean.
Hey, Missy. I'm not visiting you. And then, yeah, I hope to see you. Camo is really big out right now, like camouflage, anything.
Uh-huh.
I was shopping at, I don't know where I was the other day, but they had a camouflage, like, twin bedspread, you know, for, like, the dorms.
Right.
It was so cute. I suggest getting a very stylish comforter / blanket, whatever it is. And decorating
the
pillows.
The room good, yes.
Oh, yeah. And you guys said you get along well, so I'm sure she likes pink as well. And you can do pink camo if you want, whatever. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, 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 I don't.
Do you know how much fun this year is going to be for you?
No, wait, I'm very excited.
No boyfriend. All right, guys, if you're listening up, LaSalle, you're going to, correct?
Yes.
Lindsay Barros will be there.
I'll be looking for some cute boys.
Oh, boy. And anything else that you know of that someone should definitely bring to their first year of college? Besides a camera.
A camera is very important.
You definitely need a camera. You have to document everything you go through.
I got a laptop. I don't know how important that is.
That's pretty
to me, I think that's very important.
I think that's pretty good. I'm talking about living. You're actually hitting academic. That's good. That's good. Someone brings us back to the earth. That's perfect. Some things that everyone should have going into whatever grade it is, college, elementary, high school, whatever, you definitely need a planner. You have to start the year off organized and write down everything. Write down your mom's birthday in there, just so you get into the habit of planning things.
Yeah. Now that I'm doing the cheerleading, planner is very important. Very, very important.
Huge. I never used a planner in high school.
Me either. Never.
When I started cheerleading, I lived by my planner, by my calendar.
Exactly.
Like, lived.
Right.
Now, I never leave home without it.
Exactly. Always with you.
And, you know, the more organized you are, the more, I don't know how to put it, but you'll feel as though you have to be doing things and you should be doing things.
Right.
Highlight the important things, you know, study first, whatever it is, and you'll actually do it.
You don't get stressed because you know you're not forgetting anything because you have it all written down, what you need to do.
Exactly. That's exactly how it goes. I also like buying binders and doing the whole, you know, color coding separation thing.
Yes.
Whatever makes it easier for you. It doesn't matter. You know, I like writing in my favorite pen. And if that makes me want to write more, then hey, I'm buying that favorite pen. Whatever gets you through school, because it's very important.
It is.
Huge. And do you know what you're going to be majoring?
Communication.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. I majored in advertising communications for my associates and marketing communications for my bachelor's. So communications will take you anywhere.
That's what everyone tells me, so.
Yeah, so
I'm
it's
hoping.
A good it's a good one. That's pretty much it, I guess, for school. I know everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, some people. I am.
I know you are. It's exciting. Anything else going on, Lindsay?
My sister's birthday is coming up. So
how old is
she? Shopping for her. She will be 14, my little baby.
Ooh, what did you get her? Oh, wait. Maybe you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to. Oh, I almost spoiled it.
Almost. Is it good?
It is good.
What's her name?
She's going to love it. Taylor.
Happy birthday, Taylor. 14.
Yeah.
Official teenager. No preteen. Yes. No just beginning, like, in the midst of teenagers.
Exactly.
That's a good time. So you love the Rascal Flatts.
I do.
Favorite song by them?
My Wish.
My Wish. I love that song. I do.
That was my high school song. Graduation song.
Aww. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
Murdoch High School.
And they play a country song.
Yes. Well,
strange.
Small town. Very small town.
Okay. That's why. That's good, though.
Yeah. Very memorable song.
Did you go to Country Fest this year?
I didn't. I wanted to go so bad.
Next year.
Yes. Next year. I will be there. Definitely.
Deal. Well, you're going to have to come back, and you're going to have to tell us how the dorm life is.
Oh, I will tell you everything.
Okay. But don't forget to study.
I won't. I'll remember that. God, I have to remember that. My dad will kill me.
Yes, we want to hear how your academics are going, how you like communications. You can tell us a little bit about it when you learn more and all that stuff. But definitely keep in touch. We want to know everything that's going on. Well, I want you to have a blast tonight.
I will. I know I will. I love the games.
Yes, and you're going to love them even more when the real season hits.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone says it's going to be louder, crazier. I can't even imagine.
It's right around the corner, so you don't have to wait too much longer.
Right.
But have a blast tonight.
Thank you very much.
Rooting for the Patriots against the Giants. Yes. You know they're going to kill them.
Oh, of course.
So,
come on.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you soon. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.